Prop 4 would authorize California to issue $10 billion in bonds to fund environmental and climate projects statewide. David Lewis is executive director of Save the Bay. The environmental group is a proponent of Prop 4, and Lewis said the state would make good use of the bond money.
Of the $10 billion, over $3 billion is investments in flood and water resilience to protect us against drought, make sure that we have safe and sufficient drinking water supplies. About $1.5 billion is for wildfire and forest resilience, and that's to reduce the risk of extreme wildfires in our forests and our open lands. There's another $1.2 investment in coastal resilience, $1.2 billion. For sea level rise and coastal resilience, and then $1.2 billion to protect nature, biodiversity, by accelerating some of the nature-based climate solutions that I mentioned. And then almost $1 billion for clean air, and that includes more renewable energy sources and reductions in air pollution. And then additional investments in extreme heat mitigation.
Democratic State Senator Ben Allen of Los Angeles authored Prop 4. The measure has the support of many Democratic lawmakers and was placed on the ballot with Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. It's part of an effort to address an unforeseen gap in the state's budget. In 2022, Governor Newsom and the legislature approved a $54.3 billion spending package called the California Climate Commitment, aimed at aggressively addressing the impacts of climate change on California. However, that package was cut to $44.6 billion this year as part of an effort to balance a ballooning budget deficit, estimated at $68 billion. Democratic lawmakers argue that although cutting the programs covered by Proposition 4 was necessary for the budget, the programs are too important to let die. Proposition 4 has also been endorsed by the California Labor Federation, SEIU California, California Professional Firefighters, the California Municipal Utilities Association, Clean Water Action, the League of Women Voters of California, the Environmental Defense Fund, and the National Resources Defense Council, among others. Save the Bay's Dave Lewis said many of the projects included in Proposition 4 are vital for state residents.
Climate impacts are already here and threatening both people and wildlife and natural resources. So we need to make these investments right now in reducing wildfires, protecting against sea level rise and flooding, and trying to keep our air clean and healthy to breathe. Because if we don't make these investments right now across the state, it's going to cost us a lot more in recovering from disasters and in impacts on people, on people's health, and on the wildlife and natural resources that make California so special.
Opponents of the measure include the California Republican Party and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. They argue that the bond measure would burden the state with unnecessary debt for projects better funded through other means. In a statement, Republican State Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones of San Diego said, quote, Prop 4 is a special interest and Democrat political wish list disguised as so-called climate action, saddling taxpayers with nearly $20 billion in Wall Street debt. Rather than funding lasting infrastructure, it funnels money into pet projects like pop-up tents for farmers markets and zoo exhibits, far from the meaningful solutions Californians need. Susan Shelley is Vice President of Communications with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. It's a group that advocates for lower taxes and more fiscal responsibility in California. She said that while there's nothing intrinsically wrong with most of the projects or programs in Proposition 4, bond measures that burden the state with billions of dollars in debt should be reserved for major long-term projects that will continue to serve a purpose long after the debt has been paid. She said not all the programs in Prop 4 do that.
When the state takes on a lot of debt, burdens future legislatures, that's money they can't spend on current needs because they spent it already on something else. So you want to be sure when you're doing that, that you're buying something that will still be there for the people who are paying for it 30 or 40 years later. And we just added another $6 billion with Prop 1 of bond debt. And there's a $10 billion school bond on the ballot and this $10 billion so-called climate bond. There are things in the bond that should be paid for out of the budget without interest payments. for instance, clean water projects, fire mitigation, this should be paid for out of the budget. And it should not be put on a credit card.
Chris Haney is the executive director of the California Budget and Policy Center, a nonpartisan research and analysis nonprofit. He said that while bonds do create debt and additional interest costs for the state, they play an important role in state finances.
When you make a decision to issue a bond, you're making a long-term commitment for spending. That said, you're actually trying to keep the annual cost to a minimum by spreading them out over a long period of time so that you're not trying to get 30 years of infrastructure paid for in 1 year of the budget or 5 years of the budget. And so there's a logic to general fund bonds.
According to the nonpartisan California Legislative Analyst's Office, the state is currently paying about $6 billion each year from the general fund to repay existing bonds, and it will continue to pay a similar amount over the next few years. That's about 3% of the state's annual general fund revenue, which is lower than the historical average of about 4%. Meanwhile, the Legislative Analyst's Office found that repaying the money for Proposition 4 could cost up to $400 million a year over 40 years, which would add a little less than one-half of 1% to the state's total annual general fund budget. With interest over that period, the total cost of the bond would be about 10% more than if the state paid up front with money it already has. The analysis also found that the measure will likely reduce costs for local governments by helping to pay for necessary projects cities and counties were already planning to fund themselves, and it could result in significant cost reductions for the state and local governments if any of the projects included in the proposition prevent or mitigate the effects of a major natural disaster. Chris Haney with the California Budget and Policy Center said that dismissing the projects included in the bond as too short-term in nature could be viewing the issue from too narrow of a perspective.
In principle, bonds not being well used, if they're being used for short-term investments only, is correct. I think the interpretive question here is about whether the investments that are outlined in Prop 4 has long-term impacts. And I think the disaster preparedness, climate change infrastructure investments are very much designed to have 30-year advantages for the state. So I'm not sure that it's fair to just chalk it up as spending 30 years of funding on something that's only going to have like 2 years of actual impact.
Proposition 4 would require that 40% of the bond revenue be used to fund activities that benefit lower-income communities or communities that are affected by environmental changes or disasters. The bond measure also includes some built-in transparency. It requires the Secretary of the Natural Resources Agency to publish a list of programs and projects paid for by the measure on the agency's website. The measure would require the report to list the project's locations, objectives, status, anticipated outcomes, total cost, amount of bond funding, and any matching funds. The cost to publish that report would be covered by the bond revenue. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.